Karen Kim is 19 years old and lives in a village in the north of Guatemala with less than 100,000 people. She's one of 20 college students from indigenous areas of Guatemala and Mexico attending the University of Arizona's Study of the United States Institute. This is her first time visiting the U.S., and what is surprising her the most is...
Descubrir que hay otra realidad.
Discovering that there is another reality, discovering that there are other people who may be similar to me, but in reality we live in different worlds. Even though it's different, we can share experiences.
Kim is studying social justice and was chosen from more than 1,000 applicants for the four-week trip to Tucson. She attends school at night in her Guatemalan hometown, and during the day, she helps her mother around the house and volunteers in her community. Kim says she does social work, helps at her church, and is part of an organization that empowers young people in Guatemala.
Buscamos que los jóvenes tengan posicionamiento dentro de la sociedad.
We want young people to have a place in society. Many times they are marginalized and stigmatized in my country. What we seek is a place for young adults in government, and from there, we can create projects for them. We really want to see young people expressing their opinions in something as simple as a conversation between friends. We'd like for young people to discuss democracy, civic duty, political ideology. We want that.
Those are also things the Institute's organizers hope to foster. Jesus Acosta is with the U of A College of Education and oversees the study of the United States Institute.
And the idea of this is the students, what they take from what they learn here, they implement it in the countries and multiply it or do something for their communities. Most of the students that come here have done a lot of work in their indigenous communities. So social work, I mean, churches, schools, universities with friends.
He says the U of A program has been around for 5 years and is funded by the U.S. Department of State.
We have to address the things that the State Department requires, which is democracy, a history of the U.S., leadership, so that the students take something.
19-year-old Kim says the first 3 weeks of the program have been eye-opening.
Consideramos los recursos económicos como algo imprescindible.
I've learned that even though we may not have enough financial resources, we tend to think of money as indispensable. I mean, it is in a way, but you can still get things done without those financial means by using human resources.
When she goes back to her small town in Guatemala, Kim says she will share her experiences in the U.S. with young community leaders.
El programa Susi me lleva a mí a inyectar más energía a mis compañeros.
After this program, I will go back and inject more energy into my peers. It is motivation that we can do things, that nothing is lost and there is always something to do. What we lack sometimes is time.
Kim is not a huge fan of Tucson's weather in July, but says one of her favorite things about Tucson is the integration of cultures.
También me gustó mucho la presencia que la reservación de los Tohono tenga dentro de...
I also really liked seeing the presence and physical area for the Tohono O'odham, because in Guatemala, 23 Maya ethnic groups interact nationwide and overlap. There is no native reservation for each Maya ethnic group. It would be impossible. That is a big difference between my city and Tucson.
Permite que nosotros conozcamos de su cultura y ellos también de la nuestra.
The group of indigenous students will visit New York next and travel to Washington, D.C., where the students will present what they've learned to State Department officials. I'm Fernanda Echavarri, Arizona Public Media.